you know, black people are sort of used to worrying about discrimination from other groups. And I think it's tough sometimes to turn a conversation towards ways in which we might discriminate against other people. My first job was in Pittsburgh, and I was working as a general assignment reporter, but they were grooming me to be the music critic. And I was friends with the TV critic, who was gay. And I was hanging out with a guy who knew that guy. Like, we were mutual friends of that guy. And I was hanging out at his house, and we were just messing around. And you know how guys trash talk each other, and I sort of used the F word to sort of put him down. And I caught myself, and I thought to myself, you know, if Robert had heard me say that, you know, it would have been really hurtful to him. And, you know, I think he's a great guy. He's a great friend. I got to stop doing that. And then there was another guy who was a reporter on the same level as me, and he was in the process of trying to adopt a child with his partner. And so, you know, I watched him go through that and tried to support him through that and got to know him. And I just sort of felt like, you know, these cats are great journalists. They're great people. Why am I walking around with all this crazy stuff in my head about them, you know? And so I just challenged myself to stop it. I do think the black community has a lot of work to do in order to challenge its own notions about gay rights and what gay people are about and what homosexuality means. Because I think a lot of people are doing to gay people what's been done to us, which is forming opinions about people without a lot of specific personal experience, relying on stereotypes or half-truths or things they kind of heard to inform their opinions instead of getting to know people and really basing your opinions on that. I did the same thing. And now, 20 years later, I am just amazed that I even thought that way, you know? And so I know that it was just ignorance. It was just not knowing.